When the Earth was brand new, it was ugly, something like the surface of the moon. Every so often, clusters of meteors and asteroids would swing through the neighborhood, slam into the Earth, and rearrange everything. This week, scientists said they've found evidence of the oldest and one of the biggest of these meteor impacts. NPR's Christopher Joyce has this look into the far past.
3.5 billion years ago, Earth was something like a punching bag. Packs of asteroids and meteors roamed the inner solar system. The Earth was a big target, and it took a lot of hits. A meteor would penetrate the atmosphere in seconds, so fast it would leave a vacuum behind it. When it hit, it would explode.
These energies can very readily be calculated to be on the order of a billion times larger than a large atomic explosion.
Gary Byerly is a geologist at Louisiana State University.
So tremendous amounts of heat are released, enough heat to send projectiles into short orbits and to vaporize a lot of material that then encircles the globe for days or perhaps weeks.
Eventually, vaporized rock would condense and fall to Earth as small spherical fragments, spherules, as geologists call them. Byerly and colleague Donald Lowe of Stanford University spent 16 years combing through layers of the world's oldest rocks, looking for these spherules. They found a thick bed of them in two places, in South Africa and Western Australia. Writing in this week's issue of the journal Science, Byerly says they were created by the world's oldest known meteor impact, 3.4 billion years ago. It was the first in a cluster of four impacts, and it was huge. The meteor perhaps 12 miles across. It had to be big to create such a thick bed of spherules. The impact was hundreds of times bigger than the one that would later wipe out the dinosaurs. The Earth was cooked and then quenched by tidal waves triggered by the impact.
These tsunamis would have run up long distances onto continental margins, perhaps tsunami waves with wave heights as much as a kilometer.
When Byerly and Lowe first found the spherules in 1986, many geologists scoffed. The fragments didn't have the same look as blasted crystals left behind by more recent impacts, although they did contain forms of iridium and chromium only found in fragments of meteors. Impact expert Bruce Simonson, a geologist at Oberlin College in Ohio, says signs of the very oldest impacts are going to look different.
I think what folks are finally realizing is what we've been looking for to study impacts is craters. And in the early Earth's history, you're just not going to get the craters preserved the way we have in more recent times.
He says new research techniques are now able to detect these ancient traces, and they reveal how much of the Earth's evolution was shaped by moments of extreme violence.
And as we look for that kind of evidence, we're finding more and more of it. And it's kind of sobering or humbling to realize that there are these very subtle traces of some really titanic events that we had missed for a long time. And it makes you worry a little about what you're missing now.
Those events devastated not only land and sea, but anything alive. The first forms of life were just getting a microbial toehold. Byerly says the Earth may have been sterilized by some of these impacts. If that's true, he says, life might have started on Earth more than once. Christopher Joyce, NPR News, Washington.